Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. Now, quick question for you to think about. How often do you say no? Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? As people, we all like to be helpful, and saying no to someone actually is quite difficult. I like to be helpful. I have a lot of skills. I am very much a polymath in terms that I will turn my hand to most things and can do most things relatively well. The net result of that is that people ask me to do stuff and I often say yes. And perhaps I shouldn't say yes. And I want to explore that today, why the power of no is so important, and it's something that I am having to learn. We have to do less in order to do more. That was brought out in the book called The One Thing by Gary Keller. He talks about focusing on your zone of genius. Scott Orford also talks about focusing on your zone of genius. And it stands to reason, really. We spend too much time in life trying to do things that we're not probably best at, when we could probably outsource those bits and find the bits that we're brilliant at and do them to the best of our advantage. So I was in a challenge recently, a 7-day challenge with Perry Marshall called Detox, Declutter and Dominate. And he was combining the ideas of, well, he calls it, I mean, his distillation of a process he's been using for years. And I might have mentioned it, but it's about basically giving yourself time to clearly focus on the most important aspects of your life and work. And so that's exercise time. That is thinking time. That is planning, so that you completely remove the distractions. So that means no social media time. It means restrictions of the things that eat your time and suck your time away. Radical use of 80-20, really, really focusing on what is the big thing that is most important to you that will move you forward towards your goals. Now, what's fascinating, you know, I've talked about success before. You know, you and I know both know what success is relative to everybody. But we can all agree that something, when someone achieves something, there is a level of perceived achievement or success. But every person that does that, every successful person has had to focus and somehow package their energies and attention in order to get that thing done. And that's what I'm talking about. When we say yes to too many things, we lose energy. Energy gets dissipated away from what is most important to us. So currently I am actively working on a project, which is a product on the back of this podcast that will support people to achieve and find the resources that I've found by doing this podcast. Now, clearly, I can't ask everyone to do a podcast, so I need to find the tools and put together a program to help people get there. Now, that needs to take up most of my time. That is my primary focus at the moment. So when a friend contacted us recently saying they were leaving the country and asked if we could sell some of their stuff if they don't manage to get rid of it all before they leave, it did cause me a quandary. And I was kind of said yes. Well, I didn't say yes directly to them. But I said, yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? And it was my wife who turned around and said, actually, you don't have time. We really need to be focusing on what we need to be focusing on. And that will just take us away, take our energy away from our focus. And I have to be very thankful to it, because really kind of pushing that point with me, because yes, it would definitely have taken me away from the project in hand. So before I sum up, I just want to point out the two books that might be of interest to you, or one of the books particularly, and that is The One Thing by Gary Keller. And it is a very clever book. It's very interesting. It does talk about life balance and the fact there is no such thing as life-work balance. It's just all life. And it does talk about the madness of multitasking, because it's just not possible. So it's very well worth reading book. And it also has mentions in there the Power of No somewhere. I'm pretty sure it does anyway. And the other person you need to look at, possibly of interest, is Perry Marshall. In his work, what he points out is when we can clear away all the clutter, when we can focus on the thing that's important, do the work that takes us forward, use the 80-20, we can at some point create something which will allow us to dominate in our area of expertise. And that's the most important thing about it. When you're working in the zone of genius, where you are at your best, no one else can compete with you, because you are unique in that place. And it all starts with the power of saying no. So that is why we need to cultivate the power of no. And thankfully I didn't have to say no, someone else said it for me. Perhaps I need to practice this one. But it is interesting, isn't it? What is it that you are doing in your life at the moment which is taking you away from things that you really, really want to get done? Worth considering. And when someone asks you to do something which takes you away from that, could you say no to them? Worth considering. So I would love to hear your thoughts on the power of no. And that is it for my Sunday reflection. Now, if you enjoy this podcast, please, please, please like, subscribe and follow, and all the nice things that you can do for us on social media. If you do leave a review on Apple iTunes, take a screenshot of it, send it to me, and I will send you a free gift. As always, thank you for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later. All the best.